I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The softball season came to a dramatic end this week with the Division I Women's College World Series Finals. The matchup featured the top seed and top-ranked Florida Gators facing the 10-seed Oklahoma Sooners, who happened to be the defending champions. Game one in the best-of-three series was both historic and classic, as the two perennial powerhouse programs battled through the longest game in WCWS history, 17 innings. Oklahoma broke the 4-4 tie with a three-run home run in the top of the 17th by sophomore infielder Shea Knighton. The 7-5 final gave the Sooners the series advantage, but left both teams physically and mentally exhausted. Game 2 started with early scoring by both squads, as all nine combined runs came in the first 2.5 innings. Shea Knighton delivered another key hit as three of Oklahoma's five runs came on her two-out, bases-clearing double in the second inning. After the 5-4 Game 2 win that gave the Sooners back-to-back titles, Oklahoma head coach Patty Gasso talked to us about Shea Knighton, who was named the championship's most outstanding player.
She loves these big situations, and she's come through all season long. She's only a sophomore, so I'm just glad she's on my team.
Oklahoma has now won the title in three of the past 5 years and became just the fourth program in NCAA history to win back-to-back trophies. More softball titles to report coming up on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
The Division II NCAA softball title was claimed by the Minnesota State Mavericks after a two-game finals series sweep of Angelo State. It's their first national title in the sport. And in D3, the Marlins from Virginia Wesleyan swept St. John Fisher for their first NCAA trophy. Special congratulations go to Marlins freshman pitcher Hannah Hull, who was named the championship's most outstanding player and the National D3 Player of the Year. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.